Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, DaWanta J. What's going on, everybody? How are you all doing? I hope everyone is doing well. Girl, you know what's up. Come on in and grab you something cool to drink and let's have a sit down in our special room. Go ahead and prop your feet up. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Hey, 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 what's going on? How you doing, family? How are you feeling right now? Are you tired? Are you overwhelmed? Are you just enjoying the moment? Are you just digging it right now? You know what I'm saying? You're just chillaxing. How about that? Nothing wrong with that. As long as you are just truly embracing the moment right now. Well, I'm going to get right down to the nitty gritty, get right down to the conversation. As you know, I had started this series last week called Do Your Homework. And I had basically talked about, finding a house. There are some things that you need to do, in trying to find a home for you or a home for you and your family. And, there are the do's and the don'ts and all those great things. And let me put this out there right now. I am nowhere near a licensed realtor of any kind. I am no therapist of any kind, none of that. I am just expressing my experience, of what I have learned, of buying a home and the challenges that I experienced and, the things I should have done, all the things I should have said and all these things, the things I overlooked, those kind of things. And so I just wanted to come on here and just express and share with you and hopefully that what I have shared with you, that it will be a blessing for you in the near future, for any of you who are considering moving, to your dream home or relocating, and moving to an apartment or what have you. It all applies. If you are moving to a new place, definitely you need to ask questions and you need to check certain things and, do your homework, bottom line, right? So if you didn't get a chance to check out that episode, please go ahead and check it out. I hope you truly will be inspired by what I put down. But tonight I want to continue on. And yes, it is nighttime that I'm talking to you guys. But I wanted to continue on with this series, which is going to be part two of it. And I want to talk about getting married. Oh, yeah. Getting married. Finding that mate, right? I won't say perfect mate because there's no such thing as a perfect mate. Now, that person may be perfect for you, right? That person, you fit like a glove, but there's no such thing as a perfect mate. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm going to find that perfect man in my life or that perfect woman for my brothers out there who are listening, But I wanted to bring that into the conversation because we have not done our homework for a lot of us. That's why a lot of us are already, praying even harder than we ever did before we got married, before you even said I do. But it's a trial and error. You do learn as you are committed in a relationship. You do learn about that person, but also you get to learn more about yourself too. Through the trials and the tribulations, and Lord knows, honey, you will be tested, okay? You will be tested. But I just wanted to share my experience. And hopefully, just as I said before, to just be that enlightenment to other women out there who are looking to someday meet their mate, to meet their husband or their wife, what have you. And so again, as I said, I am nowhere near a therapist. I'm not a licensed marriage counselor, anything of the kind. I consider myself licensed with life because life will teach you some things, y'all. Life will put you in school quick And you will know whether or not if you know a little something or not. Right? So, yes, we're going to talk about getting married or talk about finding your mate. So, ladies, listen. I know for the majority of us out there, I know that we want to meet our I would say perfect mate. And as I said before, you know, there's no such thing as a perfect guy, if you will. But I know what you mean, that you want to meet someone that is compatible. You want to meet someone that's truly, you know, right in sync, I would say, with you, you know, like you guys are just inseparable, and it's just something about, you know, that person, how they just really know you as well as you know them, right? And I'm not trying to make it kind of eerie or crazy or spooky or what have you, but there are couples out there that has been married for more than 2 or 3 decades. They would tell you that's how they felt towards each other or about each other. Did it happen right away? For some, no. You know, later on it did, but at the end of the day, they knew right then and there that that person would have been perfect for them. You see what I'm saying? And they are inseparable, right? And I know a lot of us sisters out there, we want that. We want to have that type of love, that kind of love that is just, oh my goodness, it's breathtaking. And you've been with this person for God knows so many years, but every time you see him, he just takes your breath away, right? And that's how it's supposed to be, right? But I know for a lot of us out there, you know, you sisters out there, you just don't want to take that risk of, you know, finding out the hard way. You know, some of you have been exposed to bad relationships, not just with you alone, but even with family, friends. You know, they've been married and divorced, and or they separated, and you see how, you know, the challenges they've been facing in that relationship to the point you are afraid yourself to even commit. You know, you see your relatives, you know how the relationships in your family has not always been positive. And you just like, you know what? I don't think it's meant for me to get married, because I have seen how some of the marriages have gone south, and I do not want to express. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to get my feelings hurt and this, that, or whatever. And we should not dare assume what we've seen with others is going to impact us. We really don't know what the future holds for us. But God knows. And if it's in your heart desire to truly be married and to truly have that mate in your life, God will definitely reveal that to you in due time, right? First and foremost, if you are in that position in your life where you are ready to take it to the next level in your life, that you are ready to settle down, or you're ready to, you know, meet your mate, you need, first and foremost, ladies, need to know for sure if you are completely whole. I have been hearing down through the years about, you know, from my sisters talking about, oh, well, once I meet my man, once I meet my husband, you know, then I will be complete, or I will be whole again. And I used to believe that too, you know, like 50% of him and 50% of me, we come together, we are unified, we are one, we are whole. And in a way that's true, in a way it's not true. Single ladies, you should be whole regardless. Regardless if you meet your husband or not, you should know who you are as a woman of faith, as a woman of integrity, as a woman of class, as a woman of honor. You should know who you are. And you should be, you know, you should be satisfied, if you will, of how much you have grown, how much you have experienced so much in life, and how it has really matured you and developed you to who you are today. So there's a lot of us sisters out there that are still thinking that crazy thought about, well, if I won't be complete until I meet my future mate or my future husband. And ladies, we need to stop saying stuff like that. You need to know who you are. And if you're not sure, then that's when you need to have that time alone with God. And he will, I would say, reveal you. He will reveal you. He will showcase you, right? Those of you who are single, I know a lot of us sisters out there, those who are living the single life out there, some of you enjoy it, but at the same time, some of you wish you did have that mate. Some of you wish you had that companion you can lean on, you can snuggle up with and all of that. Ain't nothing wrong with that little companionship going on every now and then. But I still want us sisters to truly understand that even if that companionship does not last, that you are still a whole person, that you can still continue to live your life to the fullest degree, whether or not you are committed in a relationship or not. Okay, let's get that clear. Before you even dare jump over the hurdle looking for a man or, you know, waiting for a guy to come, you need to know who you are as a whole woman. You need to know that regardless if this relationship doesn't go well, even though we've been dating for 6 months or we've been going together for a couple of years and it has ended unfortunately, I am still a whole woman. I can still go out and do the things that I've been doing before, you know, Mr. Love Man coming in my dope. You know what I'm saying? You need to know without a shadow of a doubt that that relationship, that broken relationship, is not going to break you. It's not going to weaken you. It's not going to downsize your character. It's not going to make you feel less of a woman. No. As a matter of fact, it's going to be completely opposite. Once you have shed the tears, once you have grieved a little, right, you're going to get right back up even stronger than before. As I said before, in relationship of any kind, and particularly in a marriage, you're going to go through some tests, and you will go through the trials and the tribulations and challenges. But every challenge that you face, it's all about growth and development. It's all about, you know, showcasing the trueness of who God has created you to become, who you are becoming, right? So, ladies, please make this clear to yourself that you are a whole person. Don't ever dare believe that you have to be in a relationship to, to become, you know, whole again, right? Get that out of your mind. No, you are a whole woman regardless if you're in a relationship or not, regardless if you've been dating for 6 months or not, regardless if you were married, right? Because I know for some sisters, you've probably been married before and you got divorced and, you know, you still are, you know, having some insecurities about the previous relationships. There have been some bad words going back and forth or whatever, and it's still lingering in your heart and your mind, and it has you start to second guess your approach or second guess who you are as a woman, you know, and all those things. And that's why I'm saying before you even dare consider moving on in a relationship with another man, you definitely need to know who you are in Christ. You need to know who you are as a woman. You need to know who you are, you know, for your future. It's so, so important. Ladies, there are issues that are currently going on in your life right now. Those issues need to be resolved, and especially issues relating to previous relationships. Previous relationships, okay? You definitely need to look at all what you have encountered, all what you have experienced, and you need to go ahead and be real with God about the hurt, the betrayal, the dishonesty, the abuse, whatever type of abuse you experience. These are things that, you know, we as women, we you know, we don't really open up about to some degree. We pretty much just shake it off and we just keep it going. For a lot of us, we've been doing that for a long, long time. But it does not help the situation. You know what I mean? We just like, well, I'm just going to move on. Well, I don't got time for it. I just want to, you know, it was a great relationship, but, you know, I cried my tears. So I'm just going to keep it going. And maybe one day I meet the right guy and keep it going, you know? And that sounds all nice and whatnot, but you still hurt. You're still broken, right? And I'm saying all these things because, you know, we want to get in a relationship, but we're still not in a relationship with ourselves. And ladies, you got to learn how to love you first before a man starts to love you. Because if you don't love you first, what makes you think that man's going to love you? And that includes loving your weaknesses. And I know that may sound crazy, but what I mean by that, I mean by embracing everything about you, not just your positive attributes, not just your physical beauty, but even the weaker part of you, even the not so pretty part of you. You have to embrace everything, right? Because you know that you are a work in progress, that you are not perfect by any means. Hello. Right? Of course, this world tries to portray itself as perfect. You know, you got to have a perfect body. You have to have a perfect, style. You have to have that perfect look and all of these things, right? But, you know, that stuff don't last but so long. It doesn't last long at all, you know? So you have to really start embracing who you are. When you see yourself in the mirror, you got to love who you see in the mirror, because guess what? Your husband's going to see that too, right? And there's going to be a moment you probably feel a little bit insecure about yourself, right? Or if your husband says something that he did not mean intentionally, but based on how you've been feeling about yourself, those insecurities, you know, you'll start questioning your spouse or your companion. You know, why did you say that? You know, why did you make that comment? And he didn't make the comment just to be cruel or heartless or insensitive or anything like that. He just made a statement, right? So those areas in your life, beloved, those are those areas that you definitely need to ask God to help you in, because you do not want to bring that type of insecurity or that type of behavior into that relationship. And then your companion, you know, will have to figure things out with you. Like, if I say this, you might take it the wrong way. If I did this, you probably assume something. And honestly, the man is just trying to be a gentleman, right? So, you know, this, all what I'm bringing to the table is something that you definitely need to not overlook, ladies. You do need to do your homework. You need to check yourself. And that's just real talk right there. Take the time out. If you are a single woman right now, honey, take the time out. Embrace that singlehood and truly allow God to show and reveal things about you. Not just the good things, but there may be some areas right now that he's been trying to tap on your shoulder, on your heart for quite some time, and you totally ignored, avoid, or, you know, or just brushed it off, right? Because those little areas, those little minor things that we don't think about, they need to be dealt with now. Because when you say I do, and that area and that situation pops up again, and it starts to get bigger and bigger and bigger, it's gonna cause some major separation in your marriage, right? And so whatever issues, whatever challenges that you have been dealing with or facing with, that's where you need to say, God, I need help in this. Before I even dare talk to you about my Boaz, you know, before I talk about my king that I want, I need to start talking about how to get healed from the past relationships, from, you know, how I get delivered, because I don't want to bring this old baggage of sour emotions into something new. That eventually that relationship will soon be destroyed because of my insecurities, because of my fears, because of my doubts. You see what I'm saying, ladies? So yes, you know, before we even get to the discussion of courting and dating and meeting your Boaz or get, you know, saying I do and all those things, ladies, you got to check yourself first. So yes, that is your homework. Check who you are. Once you find out the things that needs to be found out about yourself, learn to embrace it, as I said before. Love the non-perfectness of you, because we, all of us, are not perfect. We as women, we find fault in our bodies all the time. We really, really do. Even the ones that have the have that beautiful silhouette of a figure, even some of those sisters find some insecurity about themselves. We, us sisters that don't have a, you know, a silhouette figure, we look on the other side of the glass and we're like, what's she talking about? Has she lost her mind? She got a beautiful figure. Why does she not see herself pretty? But that is what is the case with a lot of us sisters out there. We don't see ourselves the way God sees us. And so we need to start allowing God to reveal what he sees about us so we can start embracing that, so we can start loving that. And once we get to that stage of our lives, we really completely, wholly embrace who we are, then we can move to the next stage in our life, and that's where we get to meet our Boaz, our future husband, right? That's when we start saying, okay, God, I'm ready to, you know, date, you know, I'm ready to meet my, you know, future mate or whatever the case may be, because you feel you're confident about yourself. You're not being cocky or anything, but you know who you are. You know who you are, you know your morals, you know, you're proud of who you are, you're proud of where you have come from, what you have accomplished, because the challenges you had to deal with was not easy. It was only by the grace of God that you are still here and that you made it this far, right? And so when you do start dating, when you do commit in a relationship, like I said before, if it doesn't last, it won't break you, right? It won't have you to start second guessing yourself or the decisions you made or whatever. It won't have you to, you know, doubt yourself or think that you're at fault because the relationship wasn't good enough or he just didn't find you attractive or whatever the case may be. No, you are not the cause. You are not the problem. If you know you haven't done anything wrong to have this relationship go sour, then you should not feel bad about anything. All I'm saying is, beloved, you definitely need to make sure that before you say, I'm ready to commit, you need to start talking to God and say, God, I need to commit to you. And that's real talk right there. That's how you start building a wholeness in your single life, right? That's how you are complete in your single life, because you have God directing your path. You have God as your guide. You have God as your director. He is your comforter. He's your lover. He is the one that will show you love, that will teach you about love. He's the one. And once you get that revelation, once you embrace the trueness of who he is, my darling, you will know what love is all about, and it will not become complicated. It will not become, you know, exhausting. It will not become tiresome. No, because you will already know what true love is because you have spent the quality time with God. And once you have done that, then we can move to the next level in your life, and that is dating. And when you start dating that guy, enjoy that moment, yes. But ladies, you know, get to know who the guy is. Don't get so caught up in the romance, even though it's beautiful and it's sweet and all of that. But really get to know who this guy is. Again, you have a first and foremost relationship, and that's what God, that's what Jehovah. He is your true partner, okay? That's a committed relationship right there that can never be broken, right? Once you have learned the true understanding of that relationship, you would understand, then you eventually will understand the value of the relationship that you physically are dealing with right now with that particular man or that guy that you're dating or your fiance for some of you who maybe are engaged right now, right? You will understand the true meaning and the value of that relationship, the connection that you guys have, because you have spent that time with God yourself. Yeah, it's so, so important. It's so vital to really start learning about the trueness of a committed relationship, and how you do that is building one with God. I'm just keeping it real, sis. I'm not getting preachy with you. I'm just speaking the truth. And it's unfortunate that, you know, with the young generation today, a lot of them don't know that. And you can see now, you know, not just with the young generation, but just people, no matter what age group or wherever they are, it's a lot of divorce. A lot of divorce is happening, especially during this pandemic. A lot of people separating themselves from one another because they can't live with each other. They can't deal with each other. It's this, that, or whatever, you know. And I get it. You know, there are some relationships that could be really, really, you know, poisonous or very heartbreaking. And yeah, at some point it may have to come to the results of a divorce. But there are other relationships where, honestly, it can be easily mended if both parties will humble themselves and get themselves out of the center of it all and put God in the center so that relationship can be healed again, right? So, again, when you decide that you're ready to move on to dating someone, as I said before, you definitely need to know who you are. First and foremost, you need to understand the value of the relationship. You need to know that that the relationship can be beautiful even through the challenges that you know that you and your mate will face together or deal with together. But yeah, while you are courting, it's a beautiful thing. I know it's a beautiful moment. It's so sweet. It's so loving. You see the roses and the butterflies and the daffodils and all those other things in between. And it can still continue to be that way even when y'all move, you know, when y'all continue on with the relationship for 2 or 3 years or whatever. But while you are dating, this is the time that you need to start building a conversation with each other, you know? And I know some of you saying like, well, we do that anyway. You know, when we go on a date and stuff, we ask questions and all of that. Yeah. And I mean, I'm not saying what you have been doing is like wrong, but as the relationship tends to get deeper or gets, or it grows more, you definitely need to start asking questions, especially if and when, you know, this relationship goes to the next stage, and that will be a future marriage conversation. You need to know who this guy is. If you've been with him for more than a year, you definitely need to ask some questions about him. You need to know who his family is. You need to know what his temperament is like. You need to know how he deals with bills, how he handles money. Is he good with money? Is he flimsy with the money? You need to know, you know, whether or not if he is still, you know, does he like to be around with the wrong crowd, like, you know, hanging out in the streets or whatever. You know, you need to know these things. You need to know how he feels about, you know, women, you know, working in a corporate setting. You know, if how does he feel about women working, period, outside the home? Because you best believe there are brothers out here today, they are old school to the core. They don't want their wives working. they prefer their wives being at home and this, that, or whatever. But if God has put it in that sister to go outside her home and to, you know, live her dream of what God put in her, you know, what can stop her, right? Yeah, there will be conflict, there will be challenges and all those things. And you need to know this. You need to understand who you are considering building a future with. Sometimes, ladies, we get so caught up in the romance that we fail to really ask the questions that needs to be asked. You know, we need to know this man's relationship pattern. We need to understand. You need to know, like, well, you've been with these girls, like 4 or 5 girls. You need to know if he got any kids out there. And if he does, okay. How's the relationship between you and your child or your children? How's the relationship with the kid's mom? You know, these things you need to know about. And it's so, so important, ladies. You know, we got to get out of this, you know, romance bubble, you know, and thinking that who we met, you know, that who we meet, that that guy is like that all the time. I'm not saying that he's, you know, he's not a good person. I'm pretty sure he is, but you need to know his temperament. You need to know what, like, is he always cheerful? Is this really a sincere, loving, kind type of guy? Whether it's rain or shine, he's always coming in with some positive vibes. You're always smiling. Or is he one of those, you know, seesaw type of personalities? One minute he's up, one minute he's down. The next day he's down. And when he's down, he's miserable or he's irritable or he's just very solemn. But yesterday he was just joyful, honey. You know, he was just having a good time, laughing, cracking jokes and all of that stuff, you know. And then here it is the next day, he's down again. You need to know his mental state. You need to know if he has mental issues. You need to know these things. You need to find out, darling. Now, I'm not saying you're going to find out every little thing about him, you know, because you're not. Because as you grow into a marriage, you get to learn so much about your mate. It's amazing. What you think you know, you don't really know until you have been challenged in the relationship. When those trials and those tests comes, you start to learn more about each other than you did when your guys started dating or courting. And here's the thing, in marriage, you always going to be reintroduced to a new person in your house. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're going to always be reintroduced to a new person in your house, meaning that your spouse is not going to be the same person as they were when y'all said I do 10 years ago. You understand what I'm saying? When you go through the challenge of life, trust me, it's going to change you. Hopefully for the better, less than for the worse. But either way, your spouse or you will see how that person changes, how their attitude changes, how their perspective changes, you know, their temperament changes. You're going to see that. And you be like, well, I never saw this behavior of him before. No, because you never really challenged that. You never really asked him about how, you know, how he handles, you know, a very tight or heavy situation. You need to know how he handles arguments. And I'm not saying to go ahead and create an argument, but, you know, you need to be around his family or his friends or whoever just to see how he handles the pressure of life. You know what I mean? These things are important, ladies. Now, here's another thing I want to throw out with to you, ladies. Do not be the hunter. You are supposed to be hunted. You understand what I'm saying? Do not take it upon yourself to be the hunter. You are supposed to be hunted. Because I know there's some of your sisters out there like, honey, I'm going to go look for my man. Girl, you are looking at the wrong place because it is not your position. You are not qualified to do that. Okay, see, I'm an old school type of lady. You know, I prefer the man to, you know, to look for me. versus me looking for him. Now, I get it, sisters. There's some brothers out there that you are truly attracted to, and you've been thinking about that person, and, you know, you want to ask them out to go out to the movies or something like that or whatever, you know, because I know some of y'all like, well, this is 2020 or soon to be 2021. This is not 1950s, 1970s, 1980s. Yeah, you're right, it's not. But I truly still stand by the old court system, you know, where the brother comes to you and he asks you out on a date or he takes you out to dinner, you know, not us sisters going ahead and asking the man out. You want to go out to dinner? You want to do this? No, that's just me. Now you do you, right? You do you. I'm that old school classic type of chick that, you know, is, you know, want that guy to come to me if he's interested in me or what have you, right? It's so important, ladies, that we stay in our lane that is designed and created for us. Again, you are not the hunter. You are supposed to be hunted, right? So if there's a guy that is attracted to you, or he wants to take you out to dinner or take you to the movies or whatever the case may be, if you have an interest in him or whatever, then yes, of course, sure, no problem, no biggie, right? And then we'll see how it goes from there. Ladies, we got to stop being so impatient. We got to stop, you know, believing the lies that our biological clock is ticking. Girl, please, you don't know the beginning to the end of what your future is going to be like. So please stop saying that, well, I'm in my 30s, I'm in my prime, and I don't want my eggs to fry up and all this other crazy stuff we be saying. That ain't nothing but the devil. I'm just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, Sarah had a baby how old? In her 90s. What makes you think that it can't happen to you? I'm not saying that it's going to never, that you have to wait till you get in your 90s. But what I'm saying is, ain't nothing too hard for God. If you decide to get married and you in your late 40s or 50s, and then you find out you're pregnant, give God glory. Come on, somebody. If it's meant for you to have a child, if it's meant for you and your spouse to have a baby in your late 40s or early 50s, it is in his will, then so be. But we cannot continue to, you know, speak this craziness about, well, if I don't find a man, then it'll be too late for me and this, that, or whatever. Where is this coming from? Where is that coming from? You know what I'm saying? That's why it's so important, ladies, to really build a relationship with God. So when you do have those moments of insecurities about yourself or what have you, immediately God's word will come and he will change that whole mindset. You won't come to that conclusion and say, well, I'm an old maid, or nobody's going to marry me because I'm already old or whatever. That will not come to your mind. You will start saying that I'm a beautiful woman and I'm anointed. And I know that, you know, God has my husband for me. What he has for me, it is for me. And that husband is going to honor me and love me and value me and respect me all the days of my life. Likewise, I will do for him. You see what I mean? So don't continue to say stuff like, well, you know, I'm too old and this too late. No, don't say stuff like that. If you have been single for all your life, you've never been married, and now you in your mid-40s, girl, embrace it. Embrace it. I know some of you probably have been. You were like, girl, listen, I ain't complaining. I am so grateful I ain't married yet, because I've been seeing so much going on in marriages lately. I really don't want to consider getting married. And that's to your discretion, because not everybody's meant to be compatible in marriage. Not everybody's meant to be married. And that's just real talk, right? If you in that position in your life where you really don't want to make a commitment in that area, so be. That doesn't make you bad. It doesn't make you weird or anything, right? You just prefer living a single life, right? Not saying that you don't mind going out on dates every now and then or whatever, you know, but where you are right now, it doesn't have anything to do with your past or past relationships. You just at the state of your life right now, you are at peace with the decision of being a single woman and you loving every minute of it. And that's okay. But there are some sisters out there that do want to be married, that definitely wants a commitment and all those things, right? But as I said before, you cannot take it upon yourself and be impatient or get impatient and say, well, I'm going to look for my man. I'm going to the club, or I'm going to church, or I'm going out to the supermarket, or wherever you think you'll find that man, that true man of your dreams. Child, please, you may find him just standing, getting a ticket for a game or something. I don't know. You never know how God will have it all set up for you, But in the meantime, you just, know that God already has your husband set up just for you. For those of you who want to commit into that, to that level, to that season of your life, God already has him already set up for you. Right? When you start the dating process, again, as I said before, it's so, so important, ladies, to really get to know who you are, who you've been dating with. And if the relationship has moved forward past the year and now the relationship has got even more deep and more special or what have you, and you guys have been hinting or been sensing, moving forward to the next level in the relationship, meaning being engaged and or, of course, marriage, then definitely you guys got to take it, take it even more serious than before, because you can understand when you say I do, you're going to say I do to not just him, but you're going to say I do to him, to his family, to family issues. Trust me, even though that you two will leave your parents behind and you two become one, let me tell you, at the end of the day, you still going to be married to his family, because when it comes time to family gatherings, girl, get ready, right? The wonderful thing is, for you don't have to live with them every day, but when you do have that reunion with each other and you see the drama that the family does present, get ready for that, because you have said I do to that as well. Just like he said I do to your family dramas, your family issues, or what have you, And these things you have to really ask yourself, am I prepared, or will I be ready for that? Because he may be a wonderful guy and all, but what about the family? Will they approve of you? Will they like you? I mean, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what their decisions are. It's really up to the guy you're dating. If he wants to marry you and he's 100% confident in that, then that's all that matters. Forget what the family members say. They just have to deal with it. But be ready for the backlash and for the snide remarks and all those things. All of this stuff plays a part, y'all. I'm not just blabbering it around. Now, I would say for me personally, I have not had that type of experience with my in-laws where they pretty much diss me or whatever. No, they honestly did welcome me into the family. But I really didn't know the family until I was married after the fact, and then I really got to experience the family. And it was very surprising, I would say, but I, and me being married for the first time and me being young in this relationship and whatnot, this was all new to me. I kind of knew how to deal with it, but at the same time, I really didn't know how to handle or embrace, seeing, his side of the family. And they're good people, but hey, they got issues. But don't we all got issues? Right? And their issues can be sometimes questionable, right? But this is, like I said, you are married into that side of his family. And that's why I said, before you say I do, you need to know who he is, who his family is, who his, you know, how they get along, you know, is anybody, you know, are they always this respectful towards each other, or are they just doing it just for show? You need to know this, because when you get married to this guy, you know, that is going to bleed into your household. That's going to bleed, because it's already in him, because that's his family, right? The temperament, the attitudes, the negativity, or whatever it is, it's gonna come into your life. So you definitely need to, you know, see where he's coming from, see what his family's all about. And I'm not saying, oh, you know, everybody's a bad apple or whatever. No. But you need to know how he handles it, how he deals with those type of issues and challenges with his family. You need to know how he resolves certain issues. You know, maybe there's some relatives that are always bickering and complaining, or they get hypersensitive or whatever. And you need to see how he responds to that. Does he fight back with words, with, you know, negative words, or, you know, in the heat of all the argument, does he go off with them too and, you know, start cussing them out and all that stuff? This is what you need to see. This is what you need to know, right? Because if he does that with his own family members, what makes you think he won't do that to you when y'all have a disagreement, when y'all have a discussion, when y'all have a debate, right? Because how he acts towards his family, 9 times out of 10, he may act towards you. So these are things you definitely need to see, you need to know before you make that final decision and saying, I do. Now, I'm not saying that when you do say I do that everything's going to be perfect. No, it's not. But at least you already are aware of the issues beforehand, and that you and him decide to come together and pray to God about helping each other in those areas that's causing a lot of conflict and weaknesses. There are some areas that, you know, that definitely needs to be resolved before you commit into a relationship, because if you don't, it's going to come back and bite you in the boom boom. Okay, it's going to come back and cause some major heartache in the marriage. And so that's why it's so important to have these conversations and have to know the good, the bad, the ugly, and the maybe, God forbid, sometimes scary, you know, so you can determine from there as to how far this relationship should go. Yeah, this is heavy. This is some heavy, heavy stuff. This is just part one of part two of talking about, you know, getting married. This is a homework assignment that you cannot continue to brush off. Ladies, we cannot continue to be ignorant anymore and get all lost, with the handsomeness of the man, or how he swoon you with his words and all of that stuff. You need to find out if that's sincere or if it's just a cover up, just to try to get into your panties. I'm just being real with you. There's too many sisters out here has been played too much with the sugar coating, right? And you need to know who this dude is, right? You need to know if he's the real deal or he's just playing you. This is so, so important, ladies. So yes, if you're in a relationship with this guy and he's, you know, he's pretty good and he's really nice and all of that, thank God for that, honestly. But even with that, you still need to do your homework. That is so, so important. So again, this is just part one of part two of do your homework, because yes, I will continue to talk more about finding your mate. So ladies, I'm going to close this out tonight. Yeah, this is the midnight hour here that I'm actually, you know, coming on live, because I keep it real with you. I have been so busy with doing different projects here in my house, and I'm grateful I have accomplished both of my projects, you know, just basically doing some home improvements and really learning how to live in my house. I had a revelation a couple of weeks ago that I never really actually lived in my house. And I know that may sound crazy, But I've been here for 17 years, man. And yeah, I mean, I'm blessed and thankful and all of that, but I never really really enjoyed living in my home, meaning that, you know, the interior design, the comfort of my house, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. The style, you know, of living in my home, I really just did not truly embrace it until recently. And I decided to go ahead and make the change. And I have been committed to working on a project, you know, and completing that room or that space that I have chosen to work on. And I'm telling you, God is so amazing because, man, the vision that God reveals to me of how that space is going to turn out, it turns out beautiful. And I mean, yeah, I'm just talking right now because it's late, but I'm just saying, man, I have been so committed to really start living in and living in my space and truly enjoying my space and enjoying my home. So I have been really, really been occupied. And so I said, you know what? I got to come on here, talk to my sisters, because I have to really say, you know, I'm really, really humbled by the feedback that I was getting just from last week, you know. And it was like very humbling to receive, you know, messages from my listeners about how informative of the episode was. And I was like, whoa, that was like powerful for me. So I'm very humbled by that. So I can't leave my sisters hanging. There's just no way. So I said, if I have to come in the midnight hour just to do this podcast for my sisters, so be, because I truly believe what I have to say is good medicine for the soul. And it's ministry. Bottom line, it's ministry. So yeah, we're going to continue this conversation again very, very soon, my beautiful sisters. But we're going to close it out tonight with a prayer. And I want you all to truly enjoy one another, embrace life to the fullest. You know, go ahead and enjoy life. Have fun. Don't take life so seriously, right? Just embrace the moment. I want to give a special prayer out to Chadwick Boseman family. Chadwick had lost his life to colon cancer, man. That just blew my mind. It just shocked the whole world, because this was a young, beautiful, gifted, talented, powerful young man. And he was just getting started. I mean, yeah, he has done movies before, but my Lord, this baby was just getting in the groove, man. But yeah, we're going to say a special prayer to him and his family. And, you know, continue to embrace your family, your loved ones. Yeah, because tomorrow isn't promised. So guys, I want you to have a good night and truly, truly enjoy what God presents to you when you wake up in the morning. So Father God, I want to say thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this podcast. Thank you for my listeners. Thank you for this platform where I'm able to come and just be a blessing to those who take the time out to listen to what I have to say. I pray that that you fed me, that it has been a blessing to those that may be going through some changes in their lives right now, and they are making some decisions, starting something new for the upcoming season of their life. And this chapter of doing your homework is something that, you know, it just came right on time. Put them on a pause for a minute to really start to reevaluating certain things in their life. Some are probably considering moving to a new home. Some are probably considering making a commitment and getting married. Some are probably considering getting a new career. But whatever it is, we need to take a moment and really start asking those questions. Really start writing things down. Really start to use our power, the power that you have already gifted us with, and to speak our truth, ask questions, not be afraid, because we don't want to lean on our own understanding and just assume that everything is going to be all right, or just assume that the marriage is going to be absolutely picture perfect. No, we definitely need you, God, to be our anchor, to be everything in our lives. Help us, O Lord, to connect with you when we make these decisions. Help us, O Lord, to handle the answer that you will give us in your time. Help us, O Lord, to be mature enough to deal with the decision that you have for our lives, O God, whether it's in the professional, whether relationship, or whether it's in a committed relationship, O God. Some things may not go the way we want, but you know what we need, not so much what we want or desire all the time. Want to put a special prayer out to our Chadwick Boseman family, to his wife. Strengthen them, O God, as they prepare to the next chapter of their life. Help them, O God, to go through what they need to go through, O God, and give them the strength of endurance, O God. Strengthen every single one of them, O Lord. We just give you praise, O God. Help us, O Lord, to truly appreciate life to the fullest. Help us, O God, to do what we are supposed to do. Help us, O Lord, not to lean on our own understanding when it comes to our health. Help us, O God, to just get up and do what we need to do to live a long, healthy, prosperous life. Because you already promised in your word that we will have long life and we will have it more abundantly. But we also got to do our part while we're here on this earth. Help us, O God, to not to lean on our fears, but to do it. And to do it just, and to do it right, so we can live that long, healthy, prosperous Zoe life for a very, very long time. We thank you, O Lord, for this day, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.